Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here as we continue to encourage one another to be reading God's Word. And we are in Judges chapter 9. We'll finish up chapter 9 and this horrific story of Abimelech, who has killed 70 of his brothers and then kept on killing. And that's what he's doing today. So let's jump right in. But again, the idea behind the podcast here is get us reading God's Word. So don't let this be the only part of God's Word that you hear today. Go and hear more or read as well on your own. But we are in Judges chapter 9, verse 50, and we'll get to the end here. Then Abimelech went to Thebez and encamped against Thebez and captured it. But there was a strong tower within the city, and all the men and women and all the leaders of the city fled to it and shut themselves in, and they went up to the roof of the tower. And Abimelech came to the tower and fought against it and drew near to the door of the tower to burn it with fire. And a certain woman threw an upper millstone on Abimelech's head and crushed his skull. Then he called quickly to the young man, his armor bearer, and said to him, "Draw your sword and kill me, lest they say of me, 'A woman killed him.'" And his young man thrust him through, and he died. And when the men of Israel saw that Abimelech was dead, everyone departed to his home. Thus God returned the evil of Abimelech, which he committed against his father in killing his 70 brothers. And God also made all the evil of the men of Shechem return on their heads, and upon them came the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal, or the son of Gideon. All right, that's the end of chapter 9. So this is the end of Abimelech. You go back to the parable of the trees, if you will, that this one brother that survived Abimelech's schemes to murder all of them. So Jotham gives this parable, and it turns out to be a prophecy. And so we see that, or the curse, I guess, the curse on Abimelech and on the people of Shechem. So one thing to realize in all of this right here, this is the children of Israel killing one another. Abimelech killing his own brothers, and then going and killing all the people in this town and that town, and then that town defending themselves and eventually killing Abimelech. And this is what we have to recognize, is that when we get distracted and we're not focused on what God has for us to do, we have all this infighting. We have all these issues. People are like, "Oh, the church is so divided," and they're all these different things. And it's, yes, it is, because we're not focused on God. It's an indicator that there's something wrong with how we are following after God. And people have lots of opinions, and sometimes people have opinions that don't even line up. So our ability to be foolish is pretty high. Our ability to get sidetracked and even lost is really high. And so we need to stay in God's Word. We need to stay in community, where we're holding one another accountable, where we are provoking one another to good works, where iron is sharpening iron. And when iron sharpens iron, what we have to realize is there is friction in that, and that you're sharpening each other because you might have disagreement, or you're challenging, provoking one another. It's not just all feel good kind of stuff. I think the church needs to get back in line with what God has for us, just as he is using the judges to try to get the people of Israel back in line. And here we had someone who became a self-appointed judge, just a ruler, not a king. And we see how evil he was, and how evil those who traveled or fought with him were. They were simply a gang of murderers who had no desire to do things God's way. And I think we have many around the world who claim to be a part of the church, claim to be doing things for God, who maybe they are more like Abimelech than they are like Gideon, although Gideon also had his faults, right? Or some of the others who are truly godly. And we don't actually see many of them in Judges, but we'll see a few. All right. I hope you have a great day. God bless you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.